A very warm welcome to you to this special preview of Extreme Survival in the Great Deserts of the Southern Hemisphere. I know it's a very busy week for all of us, the last working week, surviving the last working week, so we're very grateful for you coming this morning.
As Mike Smith has said often in the past, if we're to understand our own massive Australian desert, the Red Centre, then we must also understand how different people around the world have worked to understand and survive in their own unique deserts. To see what is most distinctive about the Australian desert and the Australian experience of it, you need to see something of the Great Southern Deserts as well, and we hope Extremes will take you there. For the museum, the exhibition is also international in building our strategic and scholarly links across our own Southern Hemisphere, from Cape Town and Windhoek to Santiago and Buenos Aires.
This exhibition has been very much a personal odyssey which has taken me through the deserts and museums, the dusty museums of Southern Africa and South America. Yes, it builds on my 25 years experience as an archaeologist in the Australian desert, but it also draws on research by a talented generation of archaeologists and earth scientists who have worked hard, very hard, to piece together the environmental and human histories of these deserts. I would really like to thank Craddock and the National Museum of Australia for giving me the opportunity to work on such a bold project, one that reaches across deserts in three continents and across more than 100,000 years of human history in these extreme environments. Like many of us here today, I've also been captured by the beauty and the romance of the desert. Those wonderful names, the Namib, the Kalahari, the Red Centre, the Atacama. Australians, of course, have had a long love affair with the desert, the outback, the Red Centre, the Dead Heart. The first thing you notice on waking up in a swag in the Red Centre or in the Namib Desert is the crispness and clarity of the desert air. Or if you fly by helicopter over salt lakes, spinifex and dunes in Central Australia, or you walk to a small oasis in the Atacama, you can't help but be struck by the sense of space. Someone has described these landscapes as two-thirds sky.